With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Senate has passed a six-month spending bill hours before a government shutdown, overcoming sharp Democratic opposition to the measure. The bill now goes to President Trump to be signed into law. The vote was 54 to 46. A former Republican senator says Democrats learned a hard lesson this week about threatening a government shutdown. SRN's Bob Agnew has been following the story and has this report.
Former Senator Jim Talent says he learned many years ago it's no fun to be in the party blamed for a shutdown.
And I lived with this in the 90s. In fact, the first time we ever tried this, I was in the House, and it didn't work. And that's putting it mildly.
Talent says as a politician, unless you can explain the need for a shutdown to the American public,
then they're going to punish you for it politically.
Republicans say poll after poll showed the public wanted nothing to do with what they called the Schumer shutdown.
And I guess it sounds like the Democrats finally woke up and realized.
Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump says his administration is reversing the Justice Department 4-year history of corruption and weaponization. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
In what amounted to a victory lap, the president addressed top officials at the Justice Department, the agency that prosecuted two criminal cases against him, cases that were eventually dropped. Donald Trump accused his predecessor of turning it into the Department of Injustice.
But I stand before you today to declare that those days are over.
The president injected profanity into his speech to denounce the criminal investigations against him and directed his allies and loyalists in the department to carry out a far-reaching investigation into DOJ corruption. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A sprawling storm system across the country has overturned semi-trucks on highways and fanned wildfires. In Texas, Oklahoma, Missouri, and Kansas, at least one tornado touched down in Missouri and threats of more loomed into the night. This is SRN News. SRN's Michael Harrington discovers new findings about believers.
They come from Dr. George Barna, head of the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University. He reports that among self-described Christians, more than 60% say their relationship with God is not the most important one in their lives. Almost one-third do not believe God is actively involved in every aspect of their daily existence. And about 70% say God does not have total influence over their lives and their decisions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion took center stage this week in a sometimes testy debate between candidates for the Wisconsin Supreme Court less than 3 weeks before the election. The race pits Republican Judge Brad Schimmel against Democratic Judge Susan Crawford. A challenge to an 1849 state law banning nearly all abortions is currently pending before the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Schimmel says the future of abortion should not be decided by judges, but by voters. This is SRN News. The price of gold is skyrocketing.
Gold futures surpassed the $3,000 per troy ounce mark for the first time this week. Interest in buying gold usually comes at times of uncertainty. That's because anxious investors look for alternative places to park their money. Gold's latest heights arrive as President Trump's on-again, off-again tariffs continue to escalate a trade war and make financial markets volatile. If trends continue, analysts say gold's price could continue to climb in the months ahead. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Vice President Vance toured a Michigan plastics manufacturing facility promoting a promised Trump administration industrial renaissance nationwide. Vance was in Baytown, known as the 1800s for thriving sawmills and shipbuilding concerns that have long since closed. Speaking at Advantage Plastics, Vance vowed a, quote, great American comeback, unquote, has started. More online at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.